Many server summer service guests has have asked for prayers of intercession. Let us quiet in prayer. All powerful God, our dear Heavenly Father, we bring before you those who are without work and home. Help a mother from worrying of her son. Give a workplace to that to a father who is wishing for one. Give to a sister strength to be free of trials at work. Bless work that is done far away from homeland and are those in the service. You, all-powerful God, are also the God of health. You can heal those who are sick, be near those who are sick and in trouble. Heal a three-year-old boy from his deafness. Help a father with his sibling troubles, which have made his mind heavy and caused shame. Give trust in the strength of forgiveness. We carry into your safe, caring hands a marriage couple and their health problems. Give them strength in the midst of their sickness and give hope in their lives. Give help to troubles that are between married couples. Help friends with their friendships. Give Father love. Let Father love take care of the family. A married couple bringing it to your heart, dear Father, their hard child situation of childlessness. A married couple also ask for help from the un for their help in their faith life. Let the importance of faith be enlightened in their lives. Many seek peace for their souls. It gives strength to find a living God in His kingdom. Give them the grace of repentance. Lead them into the peace of your kingdom and love. Help a near one into a new life. Dear Heavenly Father, shield our youth and lead them back into your kingdom. Let the gift of faith be alive in a young family. Give Father help, especially for those youth who are suffering from mental illness. Heal them from sickness and give them health. Protect, dear Father, the youth after a hard divorce. Help them keep good relationships to both parents after the divorce. Give the mother strength as a single mother to take care of her family. Bless the mother from bitterness, or help her from bitterness underneath her workload. Bring out the importance of faith and hear their worries of those who are worried about the faith life of their siblings and their parents. Give your what you wish occur to those for those who wish to have repentance. All powerful God, you see into the hearts of all. Guide those who have asked for prayers of intercessions into life in their future. We trust in your guidance, dear Father, and we ask that in these matters your will would happen. Amen. As a topic for this speech, we have Let Us Grow by Grace. We sang in the Song of Zion. Bless the sowing work of your word also in our homes. Let us grow by grace and take care of one another. We will pause for a moment for the topic, Let Us Grow by Grace. You notice, dear brothers and sisters, that our topic is as a request in the form of a request, and we ask the Heavenly Father now that His grace could be guiding us and growing, upbringing us even this evening for the Grace of God is the best upbringer in our lives. God is holy and gracious. Into his holiness includes great without separation, grace and truth. In the gospel according to God, John, St. John, it is said that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Paul writes to the Ephesians of God's grace in this way, "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." The greatness of the holiness and graciousness of God is, says in the Psalms in this way, "For as high the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him." You, dear brother and sister, who have been able to be preserved in your childhood faith, heard these words, "By grace, Lord, the Father has saved you by giving you faith. The salvation is not of you, brother, it is a gift of God. God has given us this gift of faith through grace. God has protected us in his grace, in faith, even to this evening moment. And through the power of his grace, he is carrying us. And you, dear brother and sister, who have received the grace of repentance, you have been able to move into the kingdom of God from the world. This was God's work and the great grace of God on your portion when God awoken you to ask that what must I do in order to make it to heaven. He awakened your conscience. He helped you believe. You were able to believe, your sins forgiven. The enemy of souls would make works for salvation. He says in this way, "Then when you are a little bit better, maybe you do less sin, then definitely you will be acceptable to God." God's word does not teach us in this way. We have already heard in these summer services of this, how the people of the time of Jesus asked Jesus, "What works must we do?" And meant these works that would help them unto salvation. And Jesus said, "Believe on him that the Heavenly Father has sent." In other words, the only work is this, that we believe by grace, even this evening, all sins forgiven, and so remain believing through the power of God's grace. The interviewer of the radio asked that, to who is especially is this speaking turn given towards? And I answered in this way, that many times we think that this speaking turn is planned for the youth. This is planned for you young, dear believing child of God, you boy and girl who are maybe there at the K camper there in the service site. This is also for you, youth, who are not believing. This is also for you, father and mother, who have the duty of upbringing your children together with even with me. This is also for you who do not have your own family. You live maybe alone in your home. And this is also for you, your grandmas and grandpas. This is for you, aunts and uncles, who are maybe godfathers for the children and youth. Why so? Because God's grace is upbringing all of us, and we pray, God, that His grace could come in all of your hearts who are not believing, and that God's grace could also come to you to be an upbringer. I would first like to approach you, fathers and mothers, along with me. And when you listen to this, youth, dear youth, think, what is my part in that matter that the brother is speaking to mother and father? God is holy and gracious and takes care of us with His gospel. The very central portion of the gospel is the forgiveness of sins without also part of the gospel is advice and rebuke. We sang that bless the sowing of your word also in our homes. Let us grow in grace and take care of one another. We mothers and fathers have been given a very important duty of upbringing. This duty has been given by God when He has given us children into our families. Each one of us have different kinds of families, yet this duty of upbringing is yet the same. In this duty, we are supported by different ways of work through the RY, but yet it is good for us to remember that the responsibility is in the home. It is with us fathers and mothers. At home, we teach our children important matters, also temporal matters. We teach our children that which is right and that which is wrong. The most important is this, that in our home we teach the ABCs of faith. We talk of where the road goes that leads to heaven. This duty is not always easy. We can be tired and experience failings in our upbringing. If the enemy of souls comes into our homes, it may happen that that snake of sin falls onto that living room floor. Have you experienced such situations? Then, there in that home, there are evil words. There are spoken loudly. There's arguments. And so on. In these situations, it is important that we would teach to use the gospel to be a guide. We many times wish for help in this duty of upbringing. We wish for advice and for encouragement. It'd be important that we would have such friends with whom we would be able to speak also of these family and matters of upbringing. Such friends with whom we could share our joys and sorrows and be helping one another, supporting one another in our duties of upbringing. I encourage you, fathers and mothers, to talk with your friends, tell of your worries, but also tell of your joys. Share your successes. Many times we say in this way, in the relationship of the parents is the child's home. What do you hear, dear fathers and mothers, right now? I would want that you would have the grace of God as a teacher in your heart. The grace of God teaches us as to respect one another. It teaches us to forgive one another. Paul teaches in his letter to the congregation, to Colossians, and he also teaches us, forgive one another, even if there would be reason. If between father and mother there becomes an argument or conflict, maybe if there are evil words said with the hearing of the children, it would also be good to take care of this, that the children would know these matters have been taken care of. And it is important that these matters are taken care of in the home with the gospel. That there it is asked for forgiveness. How have you experienced, mothers and fathers? Is it easy to humble, to ask for forgiveness? I can of my own experience say it is not easy, at least not for a type of person as I am, to say that it is I who have fallen. I need to ask for forgiveness. And to believe it forgiven. We wish to believe that that matter that has happened is forgiven, and that it is important that we would forgive from the heart. And when so, it can happen so in the home. The relationship of the parents is good, and love is preserved between the parents. And when we parents have grace as a teacher, then both parents also have the same understanding of faith, the same understanding of right and wrong. And both of us have a forgiving mind towards the children. Sometimes in the families, there can come such a time that we do not really meet other family members or to agree upon matters. This can lead to this. That grace is forgotten, and in its place becomes hardness. Matters are spoken of through arguments. We may say evilly one time after another to each other. We may be tired as parents, and say then to the children and the youth, maybe even too harshly. In such situations, it is not good to be at home. But when God's grace can return into the place of the hardness, then the atmosphere changes different. I'll tell you an example of this. In a certain family, we were discussing of when was the time to come home. There we discussed of many matters. How are the school matters being taken care of? And also parents were asking the children to take part of chores at home. So it could not happen. There was not strength to take care of evil words with the gospel. This happened on such a week that it was Father's Day on Sunday. And then in the morning, when the family's youth and children gathered and gave Father his Father's Day gift. Father said that I have not been am not worthy of this gift, but I would rather have a larger gift. Can I believe those hard words and all my sins forgiven? The young forgave in Jesus' name and blood and asked themselves for forgiveness. Peace returned into the home, a joyous mind. It was good for everyone to be there, and a true day of celebration came to that home. As a parent, we also have responsibility to approach one who has fallen into sin, a child or a youth. In these situations, we might be afraid that do we know how to approach our child in the right way? We can ask, as in the Song of Zion is said, give Lord a humble mind and a wise and humble heart to ask of the mind of the child. And again, give Lord courage to serve the grace, word of grace, love and mercy that I would not chase away. In these situations, we give the grace gospel, and first it heals those wounds of sin, and then after that it is easy to discuss if there is need. In a certain family, it happened in this way. A boy fell into sin, and the father came to know of it and knew that he must approach this youth. And the father was fearful. Do I know how to talk in the right way? Do I know how to find the right words? What if the young one does not have the strength to believe? Finally, father decided that I must go to this youth and to love him in grace and in truth. The steps were heavy to the upstairs when the father went and opened the door to the boy's room, and the boy said, Father, I know why you have come. And the father asked, would you like to believe and forgiven? And the son wanted to. After this, it was easy to discuss of this matter. Once it had happened so well that the God's grace gospel first healed those wounds of sin, and then there was discussed what was needed. Now I ask you, youth, when you have listened to this, does this pertain to you? Has this discussion, presentation been planned for you or for mothers and fathers? And I said earlier that in the relationship of the parents is the child at home. When there is grace as the upbringer, there is peace in the heart. And then it is good for everyone to be at home. Then it is good for you to be there, dear child and youth, then it is good to go home. It is a place of safety. No one needs to be afraid. Father and mother have once held you as a small child who has just been born in their lap. They have thanked the Heavenly Father for you, for you especially, dear youth and child who are listening to this presentation. They have already then thought that how quickly the time goes. As our child is growing, he will become a youth. And already have turned the pleas to the Heavenly Father that shield this child in faith. I have discussed with your parents, dear youth, many times. Your parents. Ask the Heavenly Father for this, that you would be able to remain believing and you would be able to attain that home in heaven. We do not remember to say this enough to you. I say it now to all of you. That is what we wish, that you would remain believing. And we also ask for this, that in your lives it would go well and you would be successful, and so on. But first this, that you would one day make it to heaven. Fathers and mothers, it pays to sow at home that seed. It could be that sometimes you have been there with me, with a sickle in your hand, and been thinking, that does this pay? It certainly pays. It pays to sow. And I say to you, dear mother and father, whose child has not had the strength to believe, that it pays to sow. There's many examples of this, how God in His grace has allowed this seed that has been sown after many years, has allowed this seed that has been sown such ground that it has been able to grow, and it has received such watering that it has been able to grow, sow, and pray that your children would receive the grace of repentance if they have left the kingdom of God. Paul writes to his letter to Titus, God's grace has come as a salvation to all, and it teaches us, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. This letter is also made for us, children of God, of this day. The grace of God teaches us to deny all ungodliness. In other words, all that is which is not of God, and all that which separates us from God. What separates us from God? I'm sure you will answer here of the word, younger and older, that sin separates us from God. A believing person is not under this judging law, rather under grace. And the grace teaches a child of God to feel the correct sorrow for sin, so that the grace of Christ teaches us to live in that enlightening of Christ, where Jesus' blood cleanses us from all sin. The grace of God is not only peace, joy, but also it is seen as fruits of the Spirit. When the grace of God can upbring us, we can live in the world as we believe. Grace does not teach us to live in sin, rather to reject sin. We cannot think in this way, that I can do such and such sin, then I can ask it forgiven. God's grace does not teach in this way. You youth who are listening to this presentation, How is faith seen in your life? You hear of the word, who are listening to this presentation, how is faith seen in your life? Is faith just a way of life for you? Just a way for you to do certain things? Is it just a habit that this is how it has been done before? I hope that in your heart there is living faith, and you wish to live as you believe. That in your life is seeing these matters of which we talked about earlier, love, joy, and peace. Love for other children of God and the kingdom of God. Joy of this, that sins are forgiven, and peace with God. Cleanliness, peace, are these seen in our lives? When we live as we believe, these matters are seen, even if we do not notice them ourselves. There are also such matters that if we do not live as the grace of God teaches, it may happen in such a way that our speech or a certain speech of someone is not acceptable for a believer. We say that the mouth is the translator of the heart. That which comes out of the heart tells of the condition of our heart. Curse words and evil-mindedness are not fit for the mouth of a believer. A young once said that the believing children of a home there use curse words. We stop there to discuss for a moment that why is this so? Are they afraid they will be mocked? Do they wish to show some type of hardness there in that group? And then we stopped at that. That we should approach when there's a possibility to say that, listen, you can believe, forgive in those matters, in Jesus' name, in atonement blood. What kind of a faith is there for such a person who on their Facebook profile there is a band, a favorite band that plays such music that tells of a sinful life, and it's separating us from living faith? What kind of faith is there for such a person who in the same place in social media is spreading such messages that are of two minds, are spreading such messages that are not acceptable for the mouth of a child of God? Is it seen in your life that the grace of God is a teacher in your heart? Or is there hearers of the word here whose life is being guided by the honor of this world or money or treasure of this world? Then the foundation is in the wrong place. Is it seen in your life this? We can, according to the word of God, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Is it seen in your life when it is possible that you seek to go into the hearing of the word of God to the care of the Good Shepherd. Sometimes it has felt that in our time there is such hurry. We will go to services only then when there is no other program. God's grace does not teach in this way. Rather, it teaches us in these matters to live as we believe, to remember the Sabbath day, and to talk as is acceptable for us, and so on. Paul writes separately of this, that God's grace brings us up to give up ungodliness and to deny worldly lusts, and that we should live soberly. The enemy of souls tries to get us into fall into sin through these lusts of the world. As an example, I will give the courtship of this world, where there is the flavors of sex. There is no boundaries. This cannot be amongst us believers. Rather, the grace of God brings us up to court in a clean way. Many times we must say that sin poisons even beautiful life here. It can happen in such a way that when we talk of a certain friend, we receive such an answer that we don't really know that is he believing. The Word of God teaches us in this way that the heart is either believing or it has given up faith. God knows each one of us. You and I hear of the word from our hearts. God knows this, that do you wish to make it to heaven? What do you hear of this presentation would wish it to be said of you if such discussion was going on? Would not you wish that you would be known as a believer from the heart? In our midst are people who have fallen in love with such matters which are not acceptable to believers. They may feel that the kingdom of God is a kingdom of rules, and I like to think that the prodigal son who left the father's home felt in this way. He felt that he could not experience true freedom that which he was looking. But we understand in this way that into his heart had entered sin. How would you, do you hear of the word experience the kingdom of God this evening? Is it for you a place of denials and of rules? Or is it in this way, as the confirmation youth answered when they were asked, that what does faith mean to you and God's kingdom? You youth wrote in those letters that faith gives security for life in this time. It gives us security in this, that if something happens here to me, there is something better ahead of me. You youth wrote that when one is believing, then one can one day make it to heaven. Such people who keep this as rules and denials and leave as the prodigal son from home to go into the ways of this world and into such a way of life where everything is acceptable. This way of life leads a person away from grace and into the slavery of sin. From his imagined freedom becomes a prison, and these shackles of a slave of sin are strong. The God's grace teaches such a person to accept salvation as a gift from God. The gift of God's grace is enough for even the greatest sinner. There are countless examples from David to the thief on the cross speak of this. And the gospel according to Luke is told of the sinful woman in the house of the Pharisee. And Jesus' words to the crying and sinful woman are enclose all your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. You are here many such service guests who do not have on your conscience the peace of God. You are children of believing homes. You have gone to services because of habit, and this is a good thing. Welcome to summer services. You are in a good place. On your behalf, there has been much prayer. And this evening, from the heart of the Heavenly Father, is brought to you good greetings. You can, from under the slavery of sin, move into the kingdom of God. Believe, unbelief, and all sins forgiven. In Jesus' name, in atonement blood. And so, as you so wish to believe, then this grace is completely your own. And you will make it into the kingdom of God. And God in His grace will preserve you in His kingdom. And you will one day make it to home in heaven. God's grace teaches us to believe and to trust as a child. God enlightens in His word His will. God's word has been recorded through the moving of the Holy Spirit into the Bible. God's will is that we would be preserved in faith and we would make it to heaven. When in the heart there's grace as the upbringer, we trust in the word of God. We believe it is true that which God has enlightened through His word. Such a person who in his heart has the grace of God as the upbringer makes such decisions in their lives in this way, that how do I decide in this life situation? How do I work in this life situation? How would I work that I would remain believing? How would I choose that I would make it to heaven? Our faith and our conscience should be taking care of the grace gospel. We wish to preserve a clean conscience before people, before God. What does this mean? A quick example from the Bible. You remember Joseph in Egypt. The Bible tells that Joseph was a happy man. God was with him. In that home where Joseph was brought as a slave, that wife of the house wanted to be with Joseph and tried to get him to lay with her. Joseph said to her, "How could I do so much evil and sin before my God?" There was not others there seeing. Heavenly Father was. In which way would we wish to act when we are at home or away, as we could say? For example, at home, when the parents leave for the weekend at the cabin, or maybe go on a trip, do the same matters happen at home as if the parents would be at home? Normally in this way, but the enemy of souls can even do his work there. If you, dear friend, go into the world, there might be just two of you. There may not be other believers there. We live there the same way as we live here amongst others. Once a certain person told of this, they had fallen believers on such a journey to live such a life which was not acceptable for believers. Into the life there came alcohol and the joys and ways of this world. They did not belong into the life of a believer. The foundation of faith is in a strong foundation. When God's grace is the teacher, and when we, with the strength of God's grace, wish to keep a clean conscience before God and people, when somebody gives up the advice of the Word of God, into this place becomes the wrong foundation, their own foundation. They may base it on the wisdom of man, their own thoughts, their own strengths, or into the general opinion. For such a person, there happens in this way, that in their heart there's no longer grace as the upbringer. The Holy Spirit of God leaves the heart, and the teachings of God are forgotten. That light goes out, of which the psalm writer writes that the word of God is a light on my way. Such a person, from where this light has left, love also leaves for other believers. And it happens in this way, that a person also forgets how the Bible teaches us how to relate to our neighbor and our near ones, and begins to talk often about believers' evil matters. We can now believe as a child. We believe that God has created all of us. We believe that God is the Lord of life and death. God gives a person life and takes it away. We believe as a child that God will bless our life. He will give us our everyday bread, all our temporal needs. God's grace teaches us to keep the correct priorities. The doctrine of Christ says in this way, that our God and our Savior, knowing our God and Savior Jesus Christ, and to become a child of God is the most important matter in our lives. And then in the end, grace brings joy into our lives. Jesus' disciple Peter denied his faith. He received the grace of repentance. He knew from experience what does the perfect grace of God mean. He ends his second letter to the congregation that let us grow in our Lord, grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in knowing him. The psalm writer says, I rejoice in your grace. Rejoice, you child of God, you youth, younger and older, now that sins are forgiven. When you can believe the gospel for your own part, it is good to be. So we have experienced that there is a peaceful and safe feeling. The grace gospel is meant to be used. It does not end, it does not get old, and it does not become less. That gospel is that strength that gives the strength to believe. So if we cannot, for our own portion, believe that living gospel, then the power, strength to believe leaves from our hearts. Such an important matter it is. We do not truly need to believe of our own strength. God's grace also removes all doubts from our heart. It might sometimes a believer might doubt this, that will I have strength to believe? Will I make it to heaven? God's word promises that if we wish to believe, then we will remain in God's hand, each one of us. God's grace gospel also gives us strength to confess our faith in the midst of this world. I know of my own experience, can tell you this. It is not easy. In many different life situations, on work trips, and so on, to be confessing your own faith. But there's the will and the desire for this even. Many times we turn unto the Heavenly Father, that give Heavenly Father strength, that I would have the power to confess my faith, that I would have the strength to live as a believer should live here, that one day I would make it to heaven. In this, God's grace gospel gives us the strength and the power to endeavor, as the Word of God teaches and advises. In other words, in this way, as the grace of God upbrings us, that we would live in this time as the Word of God teaches. And the grace gospel gives us a thankful mind. Do not you wish to make it to heaven? In heaven, there are no temptations. There is no sin in heaven. There it is good for us to be. We can sing there thanks to our Savior. There will be no obstacles to our hymns of praise. When faith has brought us home, we do not need hope, because hope has become fulfilled. Love will still be there. You, dear child of God, you can now look upon, as a child, forward. Look towards heaven. Look, as the song writer writes, that as heaven is open and the crowns of gold are glowing and God's grace countenance is gleaming down upon us, and so it can be when we can be up, grow in the grace of God. Believe, dear brother and sister, now all sins, temptations and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. You can be securely believing and to rejoice of this grace gospel there in the campers, there at the service site, there at the radios and internet. This grace also is for you. Believe, you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. Bless one another there at the campers, there at the service site, there at your homes who have not made it here into this great services of the children of God, so the gospel can be comforting you there. Remain believing, sins forgiven, in Jesus' name, and atonement blood, can I also believe all my sins forgiven? So I wish to believe, together with you. Let us quieten into thanksgiving and prayer. All-powerful God, our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this service day. We thank you that we have been able to be under your gospel, that we've been able to be in your grace, care, together, and to be brought up in your grace. We ask that you would yet bless these summer services. Give us a peaceful night's rest for this coming night. And we ask that you would bless each one of our lives, that we would one day make it to heaven. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.